Okay, talking to Coach Colby. I spent this morning watching your new D-line. Got a lot of new players. Got a lot of guys back. A lot of guys like the Jazz Woods, who looks maybe like a different player this year. So just talk about, you know, last year was maybe a long year and a learning year for you and them, and now it's year two with a lot of these guys back. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the guys who are back have really gotten better in the offseason. They had a good offseason, good summer, and good spring. So, you know, Austin Tietzma, he's really improved his craft. Tico Powell, maybe of the guys who played a lot for us last year, has improved the most. So is Jared Clemens. You know, they're now looking like, you know, we expect them to, and they're not hindered by, you know, injuries and being freshmen, not knowing what they were doing. They know what they're doing, and they're playing fast because of that. So, you know, those three have really shown huge improvement from last year. The new guys, you know, Jahad Ward, Paul James, Tito Odunigbo, what didn't get a lot of reps out there today, but he's shown some real good skills out there. You know, and Robbie Bain, know, was a third last year, and he's fighting to be in the two deep, and he looks like he's, you know, got a great chance to get there because he really had a great offseason too. So we're better with the guys back, and we've got talent coming in that we didn't have before.
With a guy like Ward, I mean, who started his JUCO career as a wide receiver, you know, so he's grown into this giant of a man, but there's so much technique. There's just so much to learn. Talk about what that process is
like. Well, you know, it's a slow, you know, baby step process, and, you know, you got to start from the beginning and teach the fundamentals with him, and he kind of swims, you know, swimming a little bit at first. Mentally, too, with what we're doing, you know, you know, although we're not doing that much, it's more than what, you know, he was doing before, so... You know, those things combined, it's just a matter of getting him out there, getting him lined up, getting him comfortable with the mechanics of the position so he can start playing without thinking about it. He starts showing some of that, you know, freedom of movement a couple of days ago, and each day I think he's getting a little better today. He looked a little bit better than he has. So, you know, he'll be there hopefully sooner than later. Because I think he's going to be somebody that really have an impact on what we do.
Talk about rotating players, you know, like a defensive tackle, you want to go with – five guys,
you know,
four,
it depends
six.
On who's ready to play and who we feel can go out there and you know, give us the level of play that we need. You know, we have to have at least, you know, two guys and two subs, you know, one for each position minimum. Can't go with a guy playing the whole game. And you'd love to have a third guy to be able to go in maybe at either one of those two spots or a fourth. You know, because there's going to be hot games against passing teams and fast-paced teams where, you know, we got to get our guys in every three or four or five plays and get them a break. So, you know, it's hard to say exactly how many you're going to have. There's no set formula, but you got to be at least two to two and a half deep.
And if all three strong side ends are good to go, would you rotate three guys there? And
sure would.
James and Ward and Nelson?
I mean, if they're all ready to play and they're all, you know, have quality reps, absolutely.
Talk about maybe those three guys of, I mean, Kenny Nelson is the fourth year in the program, so he kind of under third year with the Beckman program and Banks defense. So he may be a little ahead of the two guys.
Kenny is a smart player. He's he's very good technique, uses his hands really, really well, runs really well, and you know, obviously he knows what he's doing, so he is ahead of the other two guys from that standpoint. The other two guys probably have, you know, a little more strength, a little more size than Kenny does, and not probably, they do, and that's probably going to be Kenny's not downfall, but what's going to make it difficult for him to be a 50-60 play guy. So that's why it's going to be important for those other two to be able to get quality reps for us. Because, you know, just, you know, 245 in the Big Ten, that's tough for to hold up, especially especially against those big dudes.
So, and then talk to me about is Chunky maybe your third? Is Jared Clemens maybe your third tackle right now?
He's backing up Tico, and you know, I think he should push Tico, and we just had that discussion out on the field. You know, he's he has come a long way since the end of the season, and you know, he could be, you know, one of our top three guys inside. You know, we're going to play the best two guys, whoever they are. You know, whether it's, you know, Tietzman, Chunky, Tico and Chunky. You know, it just, we'll see who's the best three. And those are the, but all of them have to play. They're all starters, really. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to say you're going to take somebody and put him in place of Tietzman. Just because he's such a quality player in terms of his effort and technique and everything. So,
And then where do you like Joe Fotu? I mean, some in the spring. I think he was at strong side end. And
yeah, we
both
tried
tackle
him.
Spots.
He tried him there, and that was a little bit. He's a little bit out of water there, so yeah. I think he's better fitted inside.
Yeah,
we got him working at three technique right now. And
yeah.
Again, he's a guy that you know has to learn the technique and has to learn the assignments to get comfortable, so he can start playing without thinking. He's getting better there. You know, he may be a guy we look at it no sometime down the road. We don't know. I don't know. Just got to see how camp goes and see how things work out and see, you know. But he's definitely an inside guy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, Jahai could also be an inside guy, too. But I think right now he gives us a presence on the outside that is pretty special. So.
Sure. Last question. Mm-hmm. Sometimes last year you guys almost went to a three-down lineman look.
Mm-hmm.
So that one defensive tackle is almost has defensive end duties when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think your guy is in that
Well, when
role?
We do that, it's our tackle position. So it's Tico Powell, Jared Clemens, Joe Fotu. It's that position that slides over and plays a five technique on a tackle.
Yeah. So that guy is going to have some...
He's got to be able to move a little bit.
Skills.
Yeah. He doesn't. He's not to the field, so he doesn't have to quite have the speed that the strong side end does. But he's got to be able to play the down block from the tight end, the double team. He's got to have a little bit of contain rush ability. Because he's going to be outside containing the quarterback from time to time. It's going to be into the boundary, but you know, which helps a little bit.
Right. Okay. I appreciate it, Coach.
Okay. No problem.
All right, thanks.
Okay. We'll see you.